Welcome to the Peak News. I'm Chaim Goldman, the Watchman. That's why I have my shofar close by. We got to warn the people about what's going on in this country so we can do something about it. That's the most important thing, is that we take action, and we hope that you heed the call. Whenever you see something out and around you in your community, whatever it happens to be, that you realize you're the person. Don't walk by it. Don't ignore it. Don't think that anybody else is coming to help, because that's where we are right now. And I guess we've always been there. We got used to thinking that someone else was taking care of things, that someone else was watching out for us. But they're not. They aren't. I mean, God is. But you know what? We're the hands and feet here. We're supposed to take the cue that when there's a problem, when it's in front of us, when it's on our heart, and we need to leave our hearts sensitive so that we don't just ignore it. We're not hardened. We don't want to have a hardened heart. Some things aren't for you to do, by the way. Those people who run to everything, you know, I take that even Jesus, Yeshua, walked by sick people. He didn't heal everybody all the time. There was a mission there. So I'm not telling you that you have to fix every problem. But when that problem is in front of you, and you think that something should be done about it, you may very well be that man, that woman, or yes, even that child who has to do something about it. And that's what we're doing here at the Peak. I looked around the landscape. We moved here about 6 years ago and looked around the landscape and said, what's missing? And started to get involved and bring things to the fore that I thought, you know, because around here, you don't need to reinvent the wheel. I know a lot of people do. A lot of people like go, they see somebody's doing something, and instead of joining in with them, they start their own thing. That's a big thing here in Colorado Springs. Everybody has a nonprofit for everything. If we would work together, it would be fantastic. But I realized, because I was new, I'm not going to be able to compete with that. So what's missing? And, you know, down the line, looking around and saying nobody's really doing local news talk radio in a way that, you know, gets deep, that goes in and really deals with the issues. And so after wanting someone else to do it for a long period of time, I finally realized I needed to, but I'm inviting everybody else to do it too. That's why we have these great guests who come on every day. I'm not here. It's not the Chaim Goldman Show. That's not what it is. It's not even the Peak with Chaim Goldman. It's just the Peak. And we say it's yours. So we have our guests and we have our citizen journalists. So we want you to be that. We have our interns. James is on the board today, working the board as an intern, and we want you to be involved. We really do. So go on thepeak.news, check out all about us, go to the contact form, signs up. And if you've been signing up for citizen journalists, we've been falling behind on that, but very soon we're going to be contacting you. We're going to start training. We're going to do a level of training to make sure that, you know, we're journalists here. We're not activists. We're not advocates. Plenty of those in the media. We're going to be real journalists. We're trying to be here. And so join us. And do you have a story to tell, or you like to tell stories like me? You love to give other people a voice? Well, then we want you to be part of the Peak. So what are we doing today? Well, this is Faith and Family Wednesday, and we are focusing in on supporting life in the Pikes Peak region. This is a huge issue, as we know, even just in the news today, Donald Trump talking about his position on life, which is understandable from a political standpoint, but of course going to upset everybody on every side. But it just so happens that we had scheduled today for weeks and weeks, Rich Bennett, who is the CEO and you're the president and CEO of Life Network, which if you haven't heard of it, you know where you've been. But they're a Christian pro-life organization that operates pregnancy centers around our region and has done so for over 40 years. Rich Bennett, welcome to the Peak.
Hi, it's a pleasure to be with you.
It's great to have you here. And this is a big day where everything on News Talk Radio is talking about life today. It's the issue of the day. But what we do here on the Peak, if we can't bring it back to being relevant to us here in Colorado Springs, El Paso County, Pikes Peak, we don't talk about it. If we go national, we bring it back here. If we even go up to Denver, we bring it back here. And we couldn't be talking about it with a better person here today who's been running Life Network for 7 years. And we're going to be talking about the Walk for Life that they do every year. That's an amazing event, and we encourage you to take part in it. Otherwise, we're going to be doing local headlines. Ask Rich to do a editorial, as we do with our guests. We'll be talking to him about Life Network and issues of abortion in Colorado and the state of it. And then as we always finish with Jim Miller, Just a Guy, and the Peak Rant. So, how important is life? Like, I'll just let that settle in to you. You know, we talk about it like it's an issue, and it's not a thing. Like, as far as your life, every single day, you're fighting for your life. You really are. I mean, that's, we get out of bed in the morning, right? Hopefully. You know, maybe if you're suffering from depression, you know, just getting out of bed and having a life is a tough thing, and you struggle with that. And then, of course, we feed ourselves and we take care of ourselves, and then we extend that out to our family's life. We're dealing with life all the time. If we didn't think life was important, we really, well, you know, there are those who are ending it all, and that's unfortunate around this world. You know, euthanasia and everything is becoming more common as people get depressed. Because our value for life, if we think about it on a personal level, we really do value life. But when we comes out to a societal level, we start playing around with it. Like economic forces will mess with it or something else. But you really have to realize if your life is that important, what about the life of others? And especially what about the life of the unborn? Shouldn't we be protecting that and not talking about it as if it's an issue and not a life? I'm Chaim Goldman, the Watchman. I'm watching out for all of you. Hope you're watching out for me, too. You're listening to The Peak, and we'll be right back. Furnace not doing so well this winter? Feel like you have icicles in your living room? Call Home Comfort Heating and Air, your local experts, to fix or replace your home furnace to keep you warm now and for many years to come. Hi, this is Chaim Goldman, the Watchman. And our family depends on Home Comfort to service our home's entire HVAC system. They've been providing superior service to both residential and commercial clients since 2008. Get a fast response from their family-owned and operated business with a trusted reputation. Based in the Peyton-Falcon area, they serve all of El Paso, Teller, and Elbert counties. Home Comfort installs and services all types of furnaces and air conditioning systems, as well as whole house air purifiers. For more information and to quickly book an on-site visit and free estimate, go to homecomfortha.com. Mention The Peak and receive 10% off a new heating or AC system of $5,000 or more. That's homecomfortha.com. Home Comfort Heating and Air. They're on a mission to ensure my home comfort and your home comfort all year long.
Introducing BrightStar Auto, your new go-to auto garage in Colorado Springs. With nearly 30 years of master mechanic experience, we're here to keep your car running smoothly. At BrightStar Auto, we promise fair prices and operate with integrity because your satisfaction is our priority. Visit us online at BrightStarAutoLLC.com. That's BrightStarAutoLLC.com to schedule an appointment today.
Help the Colorado Life Initiative get over the finish line and onto the 2024 ballot to save the lives of thousands of children and end abortion in our state. The final petition return is April 10th in Colorado Springs, and a notary is available. Please grab another petition and a friend for those last signatures to protect our children from intentional harm. We can all get this done if we do our part. You'll find us at Church at Briargate and gotaheart.org. That's gotaheart.org. Because every child deserves a birthday.
Are you worried about the economy ruining your assets? Does your spouse have financial questions you simply can't answer? At FRS Financial Group, we help you plan for a no-fear future. I'm Rick Stevens, one of the founding partners with FRS, and whether you already have an investment portfolio or can only afford to start putting away a little each paycheck, we'll work with you to make your retirement dreams a reality. Contact us at frsfinancialgroup.com for more information. FRS Financial Group, regular people helping regular people. LPL Financial Member, FINRA, SIPC.
If you're enjoying The Peak, thank our sponsors. And if you're a local business or organization, please become one. Close to 2 million people live in the AM 1460 broadcast area, and those who listen to conservative talk radio are your perfect customers. As a Peak partner, we'll promote your business while you help us provide real journalism to transform our region. Now that we're on the air, our sponsorship opportunities are going fast. So visit thepeak.news website now to discover the benefits of advertising on The Peak. Thank you for your support.
Welcome back to The Peak. I'm Chaim Goldman, the Watchman. You're listening to us on AM 1460 and FM 101.1, The Answer. And if you lock your dial down in here on News Talk Radio, the talk of the day is on the life issue, on abortion, because President Trump, who everybody knows is going to be the Republican nominee, for president here in the United States this year came out, not surprisingly, because if you watch Trump, you know, this, I don't think this should really surprise anybody, but that that he's, you know, being political on the life issue, because it is a problem within the Republican Party. A lot of people are saying this is a losing issue. Don't talk about it. And then, of course, the rest of us are saying, what do you mean? Like, you have to talk about it. It's about life. And if no political party in America is representing that, I think we should just maybe turn the lights off. I don't know what God's going to do with us if that doesn't, you know, if nobody is representing life in the country, because, hey, all of us were born, yes? We have to realize that. We all have life. So what did Trump come out with? Well, yesterday, he came out with a video saying, look, I got those Supreme Court justices in. They struck down Roe. It's back to the states. That's where it should be. And I don't have a problem with that. I see that. I mean, that's the way our country, lesser magistrate, get back to the local issue and deal with it on a local. Of course, when you want something politically, it's nice to have the federal government just say it. But, you know, is that the way our political system is supposed to work? The thing is people want Trump to be this like completely anti-abortion guy, and he's not. He never has been, if you're watching things. And he tends to play to both sides, but he also has a race to win, and he's thinking about the issue. So he also came out, and Trump also says things that, you know, we all tend to say, why did he have to say that? But it's Trump. Everybody's a package deal. Came out against Arizona, that has had on the books quite a restrictive abortion law for a long time, saying he thinks it's too restrictive. So it just so happens on this day when it's all hitting that we have Rich Bennett, who is the president and CEO of Life Network, a Colorado Springs pregnancy center and more nonprofit that does the Walk for Life and runs pregnancy centers for over 40 years here. So an expert on the issue, something he deals with every day. What's your take on what's going on with Trump and this controversy?
Well, Haim, thank you. And like you, I'm not surprised, but I would say I am disappointed. And I think he's been queuing this was going to be his position. I mean, a few weeks ago, he talked about the life issue almost like it was a business deal to be negotiated, you know, and I think that's how he thinks about things.
Yeah.
So some people are talking 15 weeks, maybe it'll be 15 weeks. I don't know. We've got to have conversation. So for him to say, in essence, I'm not going to take a national position, while not surprising, I would say is disappointing. And look, we can hold in tension the fact that he absolutely did significant things when he was in office, naming three pro-life justices. He was the first president ever to attend the March for Life in Washington, D.C. He did meaningful things when he was president. We can celebrate that and say, could we not agree as a country that aborting babies after 15 weeks is unthinkable? We're now starting to save babies halfway through pregnancy, and we can't agree as a civilized society that taking life after 15 weeks is okay. I think that's where I come in and say that would be a meaningful stance, and then say we're going to leave it to the states after that. I, as president, have an opinion. I mean, shoot, Joe Biden says that, right? Mm-hmm. I have a personal opinion. I'm not going to impose it on anyone. 40 weeks is fine. At least that's not where Donald Trump is, but I wish he had national policy that backed that up.
Yeah, when we come to the election, I mean, there's going to be a lot, and people think this whole election is going to be swung on women, and you know that tend to vote Democrat. But the real question is, what's more important? You know, the economy and the price of groceries and everything that they're doing for their family, which nobody can think that the current president administration is doing a good job on that, and the right to abortion, and where women will fall on the side of that, like there is a right to abortion. It's a very even strange phrase. We tend to buy into these phrases. What is your take on that as we head into election season, on how women are looking at this issue of what's most important to them when they're voting?
Well, I think you've got the pragmatic issue of what's most important, and you're holding that in tension with the fact that we're dealing with human life. And certainly as a Christian, that to me trumps whether or not the price of bread is going up. I get the pragmatic, you know, I want to win an election, but I also think he's bought the lie that a Republican can't be pro-life and win an election. I just don't think that's true.
Right, and that's out there right now. People are saying to step away from that issue. It's a losing case. So we'll see. Obviously, a lot of months till November, and we'll continue to go through this. Okay, next, as we're going through headlines, City Council of Colorado Springs aims to guide city growth with new changes to Colorado Springs annexation code. The City Council on Tuesday, yesterday, voted 6-1 with no discussion to approve 5 changes to city code governing annexations and water service requirements that further guide how and when the city will grow. Among the ordinances is a new general requirement that Colorado Springs utilities must have a surplus in capacity and resources across all of its service, electric, natural gas, water, and wastewater for the foreseeable future, quote unquote, in order to supply new properties looking to come into city boundaries. So we, you know, Colorado Springs, you haven't noticed, is growing. They're building everywhere. And the thought is, do we have unlimited resources? Rich, what's your take on this, what the city council did?
Well, along with the city growth, our pregnancy centers are about to grow in number from 3 to 4. And we're going to face some of these same utilities issues as we head out into the east side region of our city by the end of the year. And so, yeah, we have to be smart about managing utility issues, water issues. And I think that's one of the chief issues that the city council is grappling with. And look, when I came here 20 years ago, one of the few people I knew in the city was grumbling about growth. And that was 20 years ago. Since then, the city has doubled in size. And, you know, generally, I'm somebody that embraces growth, but we need to be smart about it. And I think we need to make sure that we're staying out in front of important issues like utilities management.
Okay. And if you're thinking about moving to Colorado Springs, we're closed. So I just want to let you know we've reached maximum capacity. We have to make more room for the illegal aliens that are coming over. I guess that's the thing. So there's no room for you. You know, it's a sad state of affairs. But thankfully, we had Travis Deal, the CEO of Colorado Springs Utilities, talking about this about a month ago on here and how they're managing the growth. So go back and listen to our podcast on that from a few weeks ago. Okay, last, this is an article that was in the Gazette about a week and a half ago, and I've been waiting to show it to you. Colorado Springs Ministries hosts hundreds of thousands of guests a year, and it points out, and we should, you know, this city, so much of the growth is based on ministries that moved here 30, 40 years ago with focus on the family, and then the Navigators and all these others came in, and they've become not just ministries operating out of here, but tourist destinations. Which bring a lot of, you know, money coming through, especially focus on the family. It says here, over the past 3 decades, 6 million people have visited the Focus on the Family Visitors Center. Rich, you told me you used to work
Focus. I was part of the leadership team for 12 years.
And so we have about a minute. What do you feel about, you know, ministry and tourism?
We would see hundreds of thousands of people come to the Visitor Center. And if you somehow have not been to the Visitor Center, you know, they have that great Adventures in Odyssey themed play area. But there are people that make their vacation to come and see a place like Focus, to come and see the castle at the Navigators, and of course to see the beautiful purple majesty of Pikes Peak. But that is absolutely a tourist destination. I know once upon a time, we hosted a couple of our kids' birthdays parties there in the area that is the Odyssey area at Focus. And so it doesn't surprise me to see that kind of excitement about our faith-based places here in the city.
And remember that, you know, I lived in Philadelphia my whole early life, saw the Liberty Bell once on a school trip. Don't forget about going to things that people come from around the world to see, that it's right here, and ignore that. And shout out to the Gateway Prayer Garden, one of our sponsors. They're building up wonderful things. We want you to go down and visit Gateway Prayer Garden. It will be a formidable tourist destination very soon as they're building a visitor center. Well, I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. You're listening to The Peak on AM 1460 and FM 101.1. The Answer. We'll be right back with Rich Bennett and talking about walking pro-life.
Have you been to the Gateway Prayer Garden yet? Experience God and discover His purpose for your life at the Gateway Prayer Garden in Colorado Springs. Hi, I'm Audrey Beckett, founder of The Garden, inviting you to visit our 25 acres that includes prayer trails right along Fountain Creek, scripture stones telling God's story of redemption from Genesis to Revelation, a 20-foot open cross, a replica of Jesus' empty tomb, and so much more. The garden is open 24/7, and our Welcome Center is staffed weekdays from 10 to 4. We're located across from Fort Carson at 8035 Bandley Drive in Fountain, Colorado, right off of I-25. We look forward to your visit. For more information, go to gatewayprayergarden.org. The Gateway Prayer Garden, a place to know God and know your purpose.
Our vision is a Kingdom of God revolution in the Rockies through empowering people to change the world. We believe this is best accomplished through building men into leaders. Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Holt, the senior pastor of The Road at Chapel Hills. Join 400 men on Tuesday mornings at 6 a.m. for Bible study and breakfast, and Sunday mornings for our regular worship services. For times and more details, check us out at theroad.org. That's theroad.org.
Revitalize your home with Absolute Best Painting. Celebrating 25 years of excellence in Colorado Springs, we specialize in exterior painting, shielding your home from the elements, boosting property value, and enhancing curb appeal with durable, weather-resistant finishes. Visit AbsoluteBestPaintingInc.com to see our transformative work. Your home deserves the best, so book your project today. Absolute Best Painting Incorporated, where expertise and quality paint a perfect picture.
My dentist saved my life. Not something you hear every day, unless you're talking to one of Dr. Craig Summers' patients at Springs Dentists.
It was really important to me to have a dentist that understood how your teeth and what goes in them affects everything else in your body.
I was experiencing a lot of headaches and just not feeling well. And I did some research and I found that mercury is in the amalgams and in the teeth. And Dr. Summer was very excited to help people get free of these amalgams and the mercury that's in them. I've noticed my health improve almost immediately. And I felt like almost to the point, I remember a few years ago going, you know what? I kind of like going to the dentist.
For holistic general, cosmetic, and restorative dentistry or Invisalign in a stress-free environment, call 719-375-2427. That's 719-375-2427 and springsdentists.com. Springs Dentists, your life, your health, your smile.
Tired of being lied to by, well, just about everyone? Yeah, us too. The media is supposed to inform us with the facts and context, not propaganda. So we're taking it back, locally, where it counts, with your help. The Peak News is a community-focused organization of volunteer citizen journalists, techs, and interns. And we invite you to join the team. As far as we're concerned, the more the merrier. Go to thepeak.news for all the info and to apply. That's thepeak.news. The Peak, it's yours.
Welcome back to The Peak. I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. You're listening to AM 1460 and FM 101.1, The Answer. And no, we're not going to lie to you. That's why we exist. You know, we just felt, as you probably do, that you're getting lied to a lot, especially through the media. And so we'll tell you what you think. And, you know, you can evaluate how much you agree with it. That's fine. But today we have the mic. Here on Faith and Family Wednesday, we do this, you know, as a, you know, trying to cover everything. So business and culture on Mondays, government politics Tuesdays, Faith Family Wednesdays, education and media on Thursdays, and then we rinse and repeat. And here on Faith and Family Wednesday, we have Rich Bennett, president and CEO of Life Network, which is a Christian pro-life organization that operates pregnancy centers around our region and have done so for more than 40 years. And today, Rich is talking about walking in that pro-life, walking pro-life. Rich Bennett.
Thanks, Chaim. You know, in this moment in history, right now, in our country, in our city, it is not enough to simply say that you're pro-life. We need to walk it out. And I'm mindful of a man that I met in a church a couple years ago. And he came up to me and he said, Rich, I'm tired of pretending to be pro-life. I'd never heard anybody say that before. I said, what do you mean you're tired of pretending? And he said, well, I've said that I'm pro-life, and yes, I usually vote pro-life, but I've never really done anything directly about it. And out of that, I had a conversation with him about the fact that we were seeing more and more men come into our pregnancy centers and successfully reaching them. And he stepped in and volunteered as a fatherhood coach. And now for 3 years, he is coming alongside and pouring into young men. He is doing something about being pro-life. And, you know, voting pro-life is absolutely a good start. It's foundational and it's important. And I got the chance to learn this half of my lifetime ago in my wife and I's first year of marriage. We got into a Sunday school class and there were 8 couples that were in their 20s. And then there was a sage wisdom couple. They were in their 30s. And the husband in that couple, a guy by the name of Mike, he said, you know, you can look at all kinds of issues when it comes to the voting booth. But the most important thing is that you vote pro-life. I had never heard that as a young man before. And I said, really? Of all of the issues? And I ticked down things that we talked about earlier, the economy and other issues. And he said, no, life is the thing that I look at most. And it was out of that that he opened my eyes, a young man, a young Christian man, to the fact that the Bible has a huge amount of wisdom to offer about valuing life and the importance of valuing life. And it starts in the very first book of the Bible, in chapter 1, when it says that God made us in his own image. We are image bearers of the Almighty God. And then in the very next chapter, it says that he created us by his very breath. We read in Jeremiah chapter 1 that before God formed us in the womb, he knew you. Before we were born, we were set apart. And then most dramatically, in Psalm 139, this is true about every one of us. He has a unique plan for each and every one of us. And that plan existed when we were in the womb and before the womb. And it was for these reasons and more that I came to understand that human life matters to God. And as a result, it needed to matter to me. And long before life was a political issue, it was a biblical issue. And today, as a Christian in today's environment, especially in a pro-abortion state that allows abortion until birth, we need to value life in every sphere of our lives. We need to walk it out. We need to ask ourselves, what are we being called to do? Can you support a young mom by taking her in? Can you support your local pregnancy center? Is there a role you can play in helping a family adopt a child, take a child into foster care? What is he calling you do to actually walk out your life commitment? In 8 weeks, you're going to have the opportunity with the Walk for Life to do that here in our city. A simple step to invite others to support you in your pro-life commitment. I'd invite you to join me on Saturday, June 1st, and put your feet to your pro-life commitment and Walk for Life.
And what is a website for more information?
It is simply walkforlife.com. And last year we had more than 2,000 people gathered together for that time. It was incredible.
Even when the weather was challenging, and we're looking for better weather this year.
You're exactly right. People, we had rain hoodies on and everything else.
And people still showed up. It was amazing. I was there. Well, I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. You're listening to The Peak on AM 1460 and FM 101.1, The Answer. After the short national news break, we'll be talking with Rich Bennett, president and CEO of Life Network, about life, about abortion here in Colorado, about ballot initiatives, and more. Stick around. You're listening to The Peak. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of Church Voter Guides? I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. 3 years ago, I helped found Church Voter Guides to educate Christians about local candidates and to activate the church. Our guides are nonpartisan and 501c3 compliant, so they can be promoted through churches. We simply survey the candidates and publish their answers. As a grassroots organization based in the Springs, we greatly appreciate your help in producing local voter guides for this crucial election year. Go to churchvoterguides.org to get involved and to donate. That's churchvoterguides.org, because together we win.
The Peak Citizen Journalist and Internship Programs help hardworking, talented local folks break into broadcast media. How cool is that? At The Peak, we don't just provide opportunity, but also training toward a career path for those committed to professional-level truth-telling. So don't just listen to The Peak. Help make it happen by raising up an army of integrist journalists. Donate to our programs at thepeak.news website. Real journalism is hard to find. Let's change that together. Donate now at thepeak.news, and thank you for your generous support.
Support. Welcome back to The Peak. I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. You're listening to us on AM 1460 and FM 101.1, The Answer, on Faith and Family Wednesdays. And we have as our guest and co-host for the whole hour, Rich Bennett, who's president and CEO of Life Network, which is a Christian pro-life organization here in the Springs that operates pregnancy centers around the region, has done so for more than 40 years. So, Rich, again, thank you for being on The Peak.
Chaim, great to be with you.
So how did you get involved, you know, the easy question to start with, how did you get involved with pro-life, the pro-life movement, and ended up where you are, head of Life Network?
Well, and you're putting that question more politely than I've gotten it from some people. Sometimes guys will just say, what's a guy doing leading a ministry of pregnancy centers? And the reality is, it really was a calling early in my life. I mentioned that friend Mike in the last segment that cast a vision for valuing life at a very early age. And so from that moment on, just felt led to be involved. And we supported our pregnancy center in Kansas City at the time. Ultimately went on to an organization, a little boutique ministry called Focus on the Family. And of course, Focus on the Family, very active in the life sphere, and got to do some things that were really, really meaningful in that season, including helping kids get forever families in foster care and launch that ministry at Focus on the Family. And then being called to Life Network 7 years ago, first as a board member, which was 12 years ago, and now being in the building every day where we get to see truly heart change miracles happen. Women who come in set on abortion and they leave confident and equipped to parent. And I will never get tired of hearing the stories of women who come in just completely overwhelmed. They say, I can't possibly do this. My boyfriend has left. And they end up understanding that it's still going to be hard, but there are resources here to support her.
And how did you end up at the helm of Life Network?
Yeah, well, so I was in my comfortable leadership position that I enjoyed a lot at Focus, and I was board chair the very last year that I was on the board, and my predecessor left. She went overseas to be a missionary doctor, and so I thought, oh no, we're going to have to replace, her name's Dr. Diane Foley, and as we started that process, just felt led to leave that position at Focus and to take the reins at Life Network. That was January 2017, and it's been an incredible 7 years since then.
Okay. Well, as someone who has to keep up on what's going on in the state regarding abortion, because it ebbs and flows everything that you do, what is the state of abortion here now that so many states around us have made it illegal, very restrictive, and so we've become I hate to even use this phrase, a tourist destination, an abortion destination state. What does that mean? What's going on right now in Colorado from your perspective?
Well, one thing that, Chaim, that I think a lot of people are surprised to hear is that almost 20% of our abortion-minded, abortion-determined callers, meaning women who abortion is on the table for, they are calling from out of state. Almost 20% of them. And that's because we're findable online. And when they're doing searches for Colorado, Colorado Springs, maybe they're looking to make an appointment at our abortion clinic run by Planned Parenthood. And they find us and they see that we offer no cost medical services. And we get the opportunity to talk to them. And so, you know, unfortunately, abortion tourism is very much a reality. We have people traveling from surrounding states that have different laws. Last week, we served a couple from Texas. They come all the way up from Texas, and one of the two in that couple were struggling with that decision. They came to see us first, and I'm pleased to say they turned around and went home, and they canceled that abortion appointment. And so, you know, for us, it has turned us more into a regional organization, but the reality is we're seeing more women and men than ever before who are facing unexpected pregnancies, and we're getting the opportunity to show them that there is support beyond what an abortion clinic is going to steer them to.
What are the main reasons that people get an abortion? I know this might seem, you know, basic and people think that they know, but as someone who deals with people making that decision every day, and I'm sure has to, sometimes people leave your facility and say, I'm going to go through with this. And that's very sad, but you know, it's their choice. It is legal in the state. What when you get really down to the heart of it, what are the choices that people are making? You know, they might say it's this, you know, it's one thing, but what is it really?
Yeah, I would say the three core things that are just key factors. Number one, the reality of this isn't the moment in time that I thought this was going to happen, that my dreams are going to die with this pregnancy. And so just the overwhelming nature of the circumstance, that's a very real circumstance. Unfortunately, that reality is often coupled with a non-supportive father of the baby or non-supportive parents. In other words, they have somebody in their life that is actively steering them toward abortion. And so they don't have that support structure. Of course, they're going to feel overwhelmed and they're going to say, I'm going to have to do this by myself. And then third time, I would say, is just very real financial challenges. Obviously, the young people we see, 90% of them are between the ages of 15 and 26. They're still getting their financial feet under them. Unfortunately, we sometimes see homeless individuals and then they find out that they're pregnant. But we see people to varying degrees of financial struggle. And so really, I think the overwhelming nature of the circumstance, the fact that family is not supportive, specifically the father of that baby, is most critical. And then financial concerns are really kind of the top three things that we see.
Okay. And those people who have determined that they use it as a form of birth control, I guess you don't see those people so much.
That's true. And
you
I
get
mean,
the
do,
on the fence people most of
yeah,
the time.
Yeah. Do we see those people? We do. But it is rare. And the reality, Chaim, is, you know, a lot of times we navigate to the exceptional scenarios in these discussions. The reality is most women did not dream as a little girl of having an abortion one day, despite the fact that that's what pro-abortion advocates
celebrating
would want
it,
us to believe that. That's the exception, and it's certainly not what we typically see in our centers every day.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the legislation that, or actually the ballot initiatives that we're looking at. Neither one is on the ballot at this point, but they're out getting signatures. One is to make a constitutional amendment here in that would enshrine it like they did in Ohio and other places, that it would be in the Constitution. That, so people know, requires signatures in every, Senate district or congressional district in the state, and then 55% of the vote in November. The other is the Colorado Life Initiative that people know about here. Full disclosure, they're a sponsor here because they believe in what we're doing and they support what we're doing here on the Peak. And they're actually finishing up getting their ballots in because they have to turn them in very, very soon to see if they're on the ballot. And this would effectively ban abortion in the state from conception. I know that Life Network is a non-political organization, so you can talk as a private citizen. what's your take on legislation here? We know that nothing is going to, you know, really happen up in the legislature pro-life because of the supermajority, but here it's taking it to the people. How do you see this show? We're going to, seemingly, if they're both on the ballot, we're going to have a real showdown in November.
Well, I just talked about the political extremes, and these are certainly two extremely different initiatives. You know, I've really encouraged people to set their sights on the fact that we cannot codify abortion in our Colorado Constitution. And yes, today we have a legislature that allows that. That won't always be true. I think we'll see that ebb and flow. People come and go in the legislature. But once you put something in the Constitution, and at least you mentioned that 55% threshold, but in my view, I think the pro-life community, churches, conservatives need to say, we are not going to be a state that puts into our Constitution abortion until birth. And even worse, for the first time ever, allows taxpayer funds to go for that. Because, Chaim, what that will mean in our state is we will allow people to fly on our taxpayer dime from other states to get abortions here. We'll fund programs to do that because they'll have the green light to do that. And so, you know, my sights are really set at, we cannot allow that to happen in Colorado.
Okay. And so people know the Colorado Life Initiative that won't be a constitutional amendment needs a certain amount of signatures just from across the state, not by district, and also will take 50% of the vote if it's on the ballot. So sizing things up. So as we finish up, got a couple minutes left, let's talk about Life Network. What are you? What are the services that you provide? How can people get involved with you?
Every day, there are women and men who are facing unexpected pregnancies in our cities. In fact, a typical day in Colorado Springs, there are 7 women online searching for desperate options. And our 3 pregnancy centers are there to meet them at that point of need. All of our services are no cost, which means they're made available through the generosity of our city. And by God's grace, we continue to grow. We continue to expand our services. We're fully medical. We're not only helping women and men in that moment, but we also can come behind them and provide that initial pregnancy care appointment. In essence, what an OB is going to do in a first appointment. And so our services continue to grow. We also offer a robust parenting program. And so this is not just about the baby. This is about mom and dad. And we had last year over 3,000 parenting appointments with moms and with dads. And I just heard this today, Haim. We're serving more men than ever before. Half of the time that we're seeing her, we're seeing him as well. And I don't know another pregnancy center in the country that's reaching men more effectively and in those kinds of numbers. And then we're sharing with other pregnancy centers how to do that across the country.
And so when people want to get involved with you, if you know, as to help, like to volunteer, can people come and be involved as volunteers?
You know, we're talking about everyone being involved. If you go to eforeverynelifenetwork.com, elifenetwork.com, we need more volunteers, Haim. Thanks for saying that, because we need more parenting coaches, men and women who have walked through a parenting journey and now they want to come alongside women and men who likely didn't have a great parenting role model, who need support, and we're going to provide them material support. But in the end, what's going to be most meaningful is that one-on-one relationship of a parenting coach. And that is the thing that can help moms overcome being overwhelmed that their dreams are dying. A coach that pours truth into them and encourages them as a young parent.
Okay, well, you're listening to The Peak, and we've been talking with Rich Bennett, CEO, President of Life Network. If you have an unexpected pregnancy and want to get involved, or if you want to volunteer for it, go to elifenetwork.com for more information. When we come back, we're going to be doing a final segment with Rich talking about the Walk for Life, which has been around, is it 37 years?
37 years?
A major thing in this country came out of Colorado Springs. It's coming up June 1st. We're going to get into the history of this great event. You're listening to The Peak. We'll be right back.
If your mouth could talk, what do you think it would say? Whoa, whoa, whoa. My mouth can talk. It's doing it right now. I know. But I mean, what if your mouth could tell your brain what's up instead of your brain always calling the shots? For example, your mouth might say that silver filling you got when you were 12 might be making you sick. But no, your mouth just keeps itself shut. That's why it's so important to find a holistic dentist who understands that your oral health impacts your overall well-being. If you have old metal fillings and you're concerned about mercury possibly causing serious health issues, you should meet Dr. Craig Summer at Springs Dentists. For holistic general, cosmetic, and restorative dentistry or Invisalign, call 719-375-2427. That's 719-375-2427 and springsdentists.com. Springs Dentists, your life, your health, your smile. You do know you're kind of talking to yourself, right?
Full Armor Sports Teams has a new facility for after-school youth programs. It's located at 2380 Montebello near North Academy and Union, with two pools for swim lessons and swim teams, a weight room for powerlifting, conditioning, and more. Full Armor Sports Teams is a Christ-centered and family-oriented organization bringing the youth of Colorado Springs together. For more info on after-school and homeschool programs, go to fullarmorsportsteams.com or call 719-629-SWIM.
Let us do the dangerous stuff, or just the items on your wife's honey-do list. Hi, I'm Peter Larson, owner and chief electrician at All-Star Electric. For whole house surge protection to generator connections, to simply adding an outlet and everything in between, All-Star Electric is a veteran-owned family business serving the Pikes Peak region with residential and commercial service since 2006. We also specialize in large appliance repair and electrical issues others can't figure out. Google All-Star Electric Colorado Springs now and let us be your light in the dark.
Furnace not doing so well this winter?
Feel like you have icicles in your living room? Call Home Comfort Heating and Air, your local experts, to fix or replace your home furnace to keep you warm now and for many years to come. Hi, this is Chaim Goldman, the Watchman, and our family depends on Home Comfort to service our home's entire HVAC system. They've been providing superior service to both residential and commercial clients since 2008. Get a fast response from their family-owned and operated business with a trusted reputation. Based in the Peyton Falcon area, they serve all of El Paso, Teller, and Elbert counties. Home Comfort installs and services all types of furnaces and air conditioning systems, as well as whole house air purifiers. For more information and to quickly book an on-site visit and free estimate, go to homecomfortha.com. Mention The Peak and receive 10% off a new heating or AC system of $5,000 or more. That's homecomfortha.com. Home Comfort Heating and Air. They're on a mission to ensure my home comfort and your home comfort all year long.
Welcome back to The Peak. I'm Chaim Goldman, the Watchman, and you're listening to us on AM 1460 and FM 101.1. The Answer on Faith and Family Wednesday. We're spending the whole hour talking about life and finishing up with Rich Bennett, who's the president and CEO of Life Network that runs pregnancy centers here in the Springs and more. And their big event every year in the spring is Walk for Life. If you've heard that phrase, did you know it came from here? Great things coming out of Colorado Springs. This will be the 37th?
37th annual.
The 37th. So tell us about the history of this event.
Yeah, so 37 years ago, you know, we actually have the URL walkforlife.com. And so we really have been a leader in having an event that is an opportunity for women and men to put their feet to their pro-life commitment.
Literally.
And to invite others to come alongside them. And one of the things I love about it is it's just a very natural opportunity to say, hey, do you believe that women and men who are facing unexpected pregnancies deserve support? That's actually something that somebody who's truly pro-choice would say, well, yes. Well, one of the ways I think we can do that is through a pregnancy center that offers a wide array of services, medical services, parenting, coaching. Coming alongside them, we actually offer professional counseling for clients who need it, material, meaningful resources, and gift cards to our thrift store, a wide array of resources. And, you know, I've talked to people who would say they're pro-choice, not pro-abortion, meaning, oh no, women need to choose abortion, but truly pro-choice. We'll say, yeah, I could support that. And I actually every year have people support me in the walk who would consider themselves to some degree pro-choice, but they say, I'll support you in coming alongside women and men to provide meaningful services and medical care so that they might choose to parent. And that's what the walk is all about.
And it started, was it always in the location that it is now?
You know what? I think we've been a couple different places. It has been at Memorial Park for more than two decades, which, you know, for those who are live on maybe the north side or somewhere else, it's a beautiful park on the south side of our city, a beautiful lake. And we do two laps around it, so just over 2 miles. We also, for more ambitious people, we do a 5K to start the morning. It's not a hardcore 5K, but we usually have a couple hundred people who are like crazy running people, and they do the 5K, and then we do a kids run, and then the walk is at 9:30.
And Salem Media that we're on is always a promotional partner, and down there broadcasting through the whole thing. It's a fun time. It is.
They're a promotional partner. You guys play a role in emceeing the event. But it is 2,000 of our closest friends and keeps growing. People all over the city.
And this is for raising money. So how do people get involved in it and get sponsorship and everything?
You go to walkforlife.com. Again, you say, I want to be involved and do something meaningful in our city. And it's through the funds raised for the walk that we're able to provide the no-cost services that we've been talking about.
How much of your budget comes from this, can you say?
I'll tell you this. Our goal this year is $725,000. So it's a significant portion of our budget.
And there's also sponsors, people, business sponsors.
And we have local business sponsors, and of course, in addition to Salem Media, but businesses all over the city that say, yes, we believe that valuing life is important.
And last year, even in the rain,
it was incredible. We still had 2,000 people. It's just growing every year, Chaim. And, you know, rain or shine, that first Saturday in June. So this year, Saturday, June 1st. If you've never been, join us. But boy, I'd encourage you to go online at walkforlife.com, sign up, and then talk to your friends and family and say, will you support me in this important effort to put, as I put my feet to a life-affirming commitment here in Colorado Springs?
Okay, we got 30 seconds left. Final thoughts.
I just appreciate that we have a city filled with individuals and churches that say life matters and they're doing something about it. And I think through things like the walk, ongoing support. You know, we talked about the fact that we have people who come alongside us every month and support what we do. And you have the opportunity to do that at elifenetwork.com. But I just appreciate you, Chaim, and you giving voice to the life issue.
Okay. Thank you, Rich. Thank you for coming on The Peak. You've been listening to Rich Bennett, CEO and President of Life Network. Go to eLife Network and also walkforlife.com. HomeComfortHeatingandAir.com for more information. Well, now, as we always love to finish the program with just a guy, Jim Miller and the Peak Rants. Not sure what Jim is talking about today, but we're about to find out. Jim Miller.
I'm Jim Miller. I'm just a guy, and this is the Peak Rants. So, a lot of times I got to go with the family after I've been working all day, doing a bunch of, you know, just day-to-day, overworked, overtaxed, exhausted, tired, burned out. But I have pets. I have pets. I have cats that I've saved because I wanted to be a good example for the kids, and I tend to like animals better than people. And yes, even I have cats and animals that I've bottle-fed to keep alive. I know that sounds really, really weird coming from a goon such as myself. I got dogs. I even have chickens. I think the chickens are actually my favorite. It's nice how something so brainless just cheers you up every day when you watch it. Just so excited to see you for no reason. Other than you're giving it some table scraps from making a freaking salad or just getting its food. You're like, wow, look at these things. Something's happy to see me. But 99.9% of the time, I'm covered in actual animal hair. This sounds almost like an ad. Like I'm going to be like, hey, go buy some Downy fabric sheets right now to put in your dryer. I'm not saying that at all. I've done all that stuff. Duct tape, the little roly things where you're like, oh, I'm going to get the hair off me. I've used all that stuff, but I've just come to terms at this point that some way, somehow, even if I don't go see the cat, my dog, or anything, somehow there's going to be hair on me. I got hair inside. I got animal hair. I got my dog's hair, which she's a husky, so that's a lot of hair. Inside of my one truck that I've never had the husky in. No idea how. No, absolute no idea how. I get my laundry or something out, and it's like fresh. Pull it out of the drawer, all excited. Cat, 10 seconds later. The cat, not even 10 seconds later. The cat's rolled up in a ball as though I just laid it out a fresh new bed. I'm like, I gotta wear that. I just got out of the shower. I'm kind of chilly. I want to put this on. I cat hair. Husky hair. I think at this point, I've just kind of come to terms that no matter what, I'm going to look like I'm shedding as I'm going through life and just day to day. It's like, what are you doing? You're like, I don't know. What's that on you? It's just, hey, I'm shedding. Don't even worry about it. But I'm not going to get rid of my animals. I love my animals more than I like most people, you know? I'm Jim Miller. I'm just a guy. And you're listening to The Peak on AM 1460 and FM 101.1, The Answer. We'll be right back.
Revitalize your home with Absolute Best Painting. Celebrating 25 years of excellence in Colorado Springs, we specialize in exterior painting, shielding your home from the elements, boosting property value, and enhancing curb appeal with durable, weather-resistant finishes. Visit AbsoluteBestPaintingInc.com to see our transformative work. Your home deserves the best, so book your project today. Absolute Best Painting Incorporated, where expertise and quality paint a perfect picture.
Our vision is a Kingdom of God revolution in the Rockies through empowering people to change the world. We believe this is best accomplished through building men into leaders. Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Holt, the senior pastor of The Road at Chapel Hills. Join 400 men on Tuesday mornings at 6 a.m. for Bible study and breakfast, and Sunday mornings for our regular worship services. For times and more details, check us out at theroad.org. That's theroad.org.
Have you been to the Gateway Prayer Garden yet? Experience God and discover His purpose for your life at the Gateway Prayer Garden in Colorado Springs. Hi, I'm Audrey Beckett, founder of the garden, inviting you to visit our 25 acres that includes prayer trails right along Fountain Creek, scripture stones telling God's story of redemption from Genesis to Revelation, a 20-foot open cross, a replica of Jesus' empty tomb, and so much more. The garden is open 24/7, and our welcome center is staffed weekdays from 10 to 4. We're located across from Fort Carson at 8035 Bandley Drive in Fountain, Colorado, right off of I-25. We look forward to your visit. For more information, go to gatewayprayergarden.org. The Gateway Prayer Garden, a place to know God and know your purpose.
Introducing BrightStar Auto, your new go-to auto garage in Colorado Springs. With nearly 30 years of master mechanic experience, we're here to keep your car running smoothly. At BrightStar Auto,
We promise fair prices and operate with integrity, because your satisfaction is our priority. Visit us online at brightstarautollc.com. That's brightstarautollc.com to schedule an appointment today.
Help the Colorado Life Initiative get over the finish line and on to the 2024 ballot to save the lives of thousands of children and end abortion in our state. The final petition return is April 10th in Colorado Springs, and a notary is available. Please grab another petition and a friend for those last signatures to protect our children from intentional harm. We can all get this done if we do our part. You'll find us at Church at Briargate and gotaheart.org. That's gotaheart.org. Because every child deserves a birthday.
Thank you for joining us on The Peak News. This was episode 51. Yesterday we celebrated 50 episodes, which is a real, you know, a real marker for us. And I feel that we're off to a great start. But we want you to join us. Go to thepeak.news, become a citizen journalist or a tech, an intern, a guest. You can be a guest, yes, if you're interesting. You can be a guest and, of course, a sponsor. Thank you to all of our sponsors for keeping us on the air and getting behind us on that. We invite you, if you're a business or organization, to be a sponsor, too. And, of course, thank you to Salem Media for allowing me to have a mic. We air Monday through Thursday here on The Peak, so we'll be back tomorrow. Same Peak time, same Peak channel. Tomorrow's Education and Media Day. Our guest and co-host is Aaron Salt, president of the District 20 School Board, talking about educational issues. And then on Monday, we're going to have a special program. We're going to be celebrating 3 months of The Peak, and we're going to have Jim Miller and James Fidler, our intern, and I are going to be talking about what it's been like to put this program on for the past 3 months. So join us for that. Now stay tuned for the Officer Tatum Show coming up next on The Answer, or flip on over to our Bible teaching and talk sister station, The Word, 100.7 FM. For my partners in the gospel program, today I'm talking with Brad Wilcox, who's a professor of sociology and director of the National Marriage Project at University of Virginia. He's coming to town on Monday to do a marriage seminar, and so we're talking to him about the pillars of marriage. Amazingly, when we look at the science, faith and conservative values help a marriage a lot. Who knew? Well, we'll see you tomorrow on The Peak. Until then, check out our almost 3 months of podcasts on thepeak.news. The Peak, it's yours for such a time as this. Shalom.